Hey, hi, this is Nihar here from Nilgiri Social. Videos may have killed the radio star, but it's done some pretty great things for Instagram. When Instagram video first launched in 2013, users leapt on it immediately, uploading over 5 million videos to the network within just 24 hours. And that excitement hasn't stopped yet. Instagram users spent over 80% longer watching videos and watched 4 times more videos than the year before. With an audience of over a billion users, that's a lot of video content being consumed. Instagram obviously sees the value of video for marketers too. They've been rolling out more stunning new ad formats and features than ever lately. For instance, Instagram story ads have got a lot of awesome new capabilities this year, ranging from shoppable tags to interactive carousel ads. Not only that, but Instagram also appears to be setting up more video advertising opportunities in the near future. Their new long-form video hub, IGTV, hasn't announced plans for monetization yet, but when it does, it's sure to be a massive opportunity for brands. All in all, now is a better time than ever to optimize your Instagram video ads. If your goal is to increase ROI, engagement, and brand awareness within Instagram video ads in 2018, these are the best practices you need to follow. First, picture your ad on a smartphone. Instagram began as a mobile app and it definitely shows. Many of Instagram's features are now available only on smartphones, and its layout and design feel right at home in the palm of your hand. With this mobile-first design in mind, you need to make sure your Instagram video format looks good on a smartphone. That means your Instagram video dimensions should be either vertical or square, not horizontal. Instagram users prefer not to turn their phones to get a full-screen video experience, which is partly why stories have been so successful and why IGTV is focusing on vertical video exclusively. Mobile-first design also means keeping your Instagram video length short and sweet. After all, Facebook research on both IG and FB video ads found that shorter commercials had higher brand recall rates and longer average views times than a traditional or mobile adopted ads. Second, promote your brand in the first few seconds. Mobile first and mobile adopted commercials both got their branding in within a few seconds, while traditional commercials didn't. The result? Instagram and Facebook users were 23% more likely to remember brands that mentioned themselves within the first 3 seconds of the video. The lesson here is pretty clear. Mobile viewers on Instagram have limited time and focus to spare. So short videos that get their branding in straight away are significantly more effective at raising brand awareness than longer videos that don't. Third, optimize your Instagram video settings. If you want Instagram to rate your video ad as high quality, we highly recommend following the guidelines for video resolutions, video file size, video format, and video settings. According to Facebook, good Instagram video ads should be as high resolution as possible and avoid any pillar boxing, that is black bars on the screen. As far as file type go, MP4 or MOV are preferred, but nearly all mainstream video types should work. And if you want to get technical, Instagram recommends H.264 compression, square pixels, progressive scan, fixed frame rate and stereo AAC audio compression at 128 kbps or higher. Also, keep your Instagram video files downsized below 4 GB, as that's the maximum allowed. That shouldn't be hard though, as in feed Instagram videos ads can be only of 1 to 60 seconds long and stories video can be only of 1 to 15 seconds long. Fourth, find the perfect Instagram video length. Facebook has conducted in-depth research on the video ad viewing habits of users on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat to see how viewers drop off over the time. Feed ads tend to have a somewhat steep drop-off at the beginning and then lose viewers more slowly by the middle of the video. Story ads, on the other hand, have a very steep drop-off from the start. This means you need to get your key branding and imagery in front of users immediately when using the stories format. Feed ads still need to capture users' attention early on, but they're somewhat more forgiving. If ensuring that users absorb the full message of your Instagram video ad is important to your campaign, you should focus on keeping the content of your video as short and tight as possible. Understandably, the longer a video is, the few viewers will watch it until the end. While this depends on how immersive your video is and the type of content you want to present, Facebook Business suggests that you keep any Instagram video ad intended for mobile viewers under 15 seconds long. Going even further, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg has stated that 6-second video ads show higher brand metrics across the board. Even if that sounds short to you, give it a shot. You're likely to see higher video completion rates, improved brand awareness, and more engagement with shorter video ads. Fifth, use captions to add value. By default, Instagram video ads autoplay with the sound off. Fortunately, Instagram video ads show an icon that says tap video for sound when playing on silent to remind people, and once they switch the sound on, future ads will autoplay with sound on by default. That being said, you still need to make sure your ads make sense with or without sound. Any viewers watching on silent can be convinced to switch the sound on if your visuals and captions are compelling enough. Even if they don't turn the audio on, you can still get your message across and make sure users follow the story you're telling. It's worth it to put up a little extra effort and upload an SRT file with your Instagram video ad. Adding captions has been proven to increase views by 12 times on average. However, captions aren't available for Instagram stories ads. You can still add them yourself by putting the text in the actual video, but you need to be careful with their sizing and placement. Sixth, don't go overboard with on-screen text. While subtitles make your Instagram ads clearer and more accessible, you should avoid putting too much text on screen at any one time. This is especially true for an Instagram video ad thumbnail. If over 20% of the thumbnail image is covered with text, your ad may have its reach limited or not display at all. Video ads on Instagram and Facebook may see their reach limited if over 20% of the thumbnail image is covered with text. Fortunately, captions uploaded as a separate file will not count towards the text total. So all the more incentive to make SRTs for your in-feed ads. As for video ads on Instagram stories, adding too much text can cover up your profile icon and call to action button. With this in mind, leave at least 14% at the top and bottom of your vertical video text free. From a design perspective, you don't want your ads to appear spammy or excessively promotional by cramming tons of text in any way. Let your visuals speak for themselves. Seventh, make your video feel organic. Your Instagram video ads should look organic to users, and we mean that both in the sense that they shouldn't look like paid ads and that they should feel natural in feeds and stories. The more production and effects you add to your commercial, the more users' ad alarm will go off and they'll ignore your message. This doesn't mean you need to have a low quality unprofessional video. It just means that all you need to make a successful video ad on Instagram is a smartphone and a little bit of creativity. Eight, try the full range of Instagram video features. If you're only advertising with in-feed video ads on Instagram, you're missing out. Story ads in particular have gained a ton of powerful new features in the past few months alone. For starters, if you're focused on making conversions, try out shoppable tags in your next story videos. By adding shoppable tags to your Instagram stories, you'll display a digital price tag over whatever product you're promoting in this video. If users tap the tag, they'll be able to buy the product on your landing page or even within Instagram if you're connected to a Facebook catalog to your Instagram business profile. Obviously, this works wonders for conversion rates if you are in e-commerce because it's so easy for consumers to complete the purchase natively. The carousel format is another Instagram stories features you should absolutely try for your next video ad. Instead of a single image or video, carousel ads on Instagram allow you to add up 3 swipeable interactive videos. Imagine if you are getting 3 times as much content in front of users for the same ad spend. Plus, you have the added bonus of letting users swipe through your videos at will, getting them more engaged with your narrative and giving them a sense of control. If traditional Instagram feeds haven't been getting you the engagement trend or ROI you're seeking, both of these stories features could be what you need to put up your game. Ninth, if you've got a CTA in your video, put it in the middle. If you want to encourage users to take an action, do so right in the middle of your Instagram video ad. Of course, Instagram video ads already have a CTA button that appears at the bottom of user screen. But if you want to call on them to take an action in your video, the middle of your ad is the optimal time to do it. Having a CTA at the beginning of your video ad prevents your audience from getting immersed straight away and looks excessively promotional. It also takes up those first critical 3 seconds that you should be using to mention your brand. Also, if you haven't done anything to convince users to take an action yet. On the other hand, if you put your CTA at the very end of your video ad, you'll miss anyone who doesn't watch 100% of the content. Mid-roll Instagram video ad CTAs are perfect because they catch already interested viewers at the peak of their engagement, and believe us, the data supports this. Tenth, pick an appropriate Instagram advertising objective. Instagram video advertising is like life. If you don't know what your objective is, you won't know if you're getting anywhere. Before you launch your Instagram feed video ad or story video ad, make sure your company has a clear goal. When you go to Facebook Ads Manager to set up your Instagram video ad campaign, you may feel overwhelmed by the number of objectives available from app installs to store visits. For most Instagram advertisers, there are 4 key objectives that you'll likely want to focus on: brand awareness, traffic, video views, and conversions. So first decide what the motivation of your Instagram video campaign is. If you want to get your brand name out there, go for brand awareness. If you want to drive as many people as possible to your website, shoot for traffic. If getting users to watch this video itself is the most important thing, go for video views. And if you're trying to sell something directly through your feed ad or stories ad on Instagram, conversions are definitely the way to go. So that's it, folks. These are some of the best Instagram video ad practices that you guys should carry out. If you have any more that can be added to this, do let us know. We'll hear you out. Till then, signing off.